This co-op, Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
I'm good, and I'm ready for you.
Awesome, awesome. Well, last time we were talking about the importance of cleanses, and we focused on the colon, which is the first place people need to cleanse when they're looking at doing a cleanse. But that's just the beginning of the process, right?
Oh, yes. Well, and the reason we did the colon is because what's coming next needs to be sure it's not going to land in a colon that's plugged up.
Right.
I hope that I've impressed you with the images that I was showing you before this session started.
Yes, you're showing me of all sorts of things that come out of the liver and end up in the colon and then end up in the toilet bowl.
Right. So what's important is this. The liver that's not functioning well is usually clogged up by what's known as hepatic stones, or they end up in the gallbladder, and people call them gallbladder stones. Essentially, these are hardened bits made of bile and cholesterol and other bits. And they can be the size of sand, but they could also be the size of your finger.
Wow.
Big. Some are as big as 2 inches in length, and usually about, you know, a half inch in diameter. So these things essentially will clog your liver. So depending on how bad the situation is, we need to work it.
Right. So Martin, first of all, what does the liver do?
Oh boy. Well, you could be telling me that. Liver is the first organ the food lands in after it has passed out of the digestives, out of the small intestine. You know, when it passes through the villi into the bloodstream, it's in the vena cava, and it's the biggest blood vessel in the body, and it goes straight to the liver. So if the digestion is good, if it's all properly digested into individual amino acids and minerals and the likes, the liver happily sorts it and assembles it into nutrients that are human form.
Okay.
But if it's not, then trouble.
Maybe so when the proteins, the fats, the carbohydrates, as they go through the stomach and they go into the liver, then the liver takes them and turns them into nutrients and energy for everything else
right.
in the body.
Right.
Okay.
But if it's not good stuff, then we're landing into all kinds of trouble. The liver is slowly clogging up, creating these. It could be hardening, you know, through all the abuse from alcohol and other things. You know, whether it's alcohol or sugar, they both are hard on your liver.
Right, right.
There actually isn't that much of a difference between alcohol and sugar, you know. It's
mm-hmm.
just a couple of molecules difference.
Oh, interesting.
Pardon me. No, I said it wrong. It's atoms within a molecule, the difference.
Oh. So the other thing that the liver does is it's the major detoxifying organ.
That's correct.
It filters the blood. It removes harmful bacteria and chemicals.
That's correct. So, of course, impaired liver function will make you toxic. This is where you will see the people who are, hepatitis C, for instance, is an inflammation in the liver, a viral condition that causes the liver function to decline. People who suffer from that are constantly tired, unable to carry out normal metabolic functions, you know, just, I don't know how to best put it, they're just dragging around, lifeless, just because the liver is not manufacturing enough energy for the metabolic functions of the body.
Cool. So how can we clean it up?
So we have either the slow cleaning or the fast cleaning. So the slow cleaning, we've talked about this earlier, something like the Exula stratiflora, which has herbs in it that push on the liver gently. The kind of herbs that do that would be milk thistle and rosemary. Those two are well known for being stimulating to the liver. We also have a really nice alternative in Dr. Miller's herbal tea. That tea has, again, two or three species of milk thistle in it that gently stimulates the liver. Another plant that does a really good job with the liver is dandelion root. So, you can buy liver supplements that are stimulating to the liver. And there are all kinds of blends and mixes on the market, and all of them do something. Okay, so going back to the situation, if you have a mild liver problem, you can work your way out of it with these mild treatments that are, just herbal stimulation. One of the foods that helps dissolve the hepatic stones or soften the gallbladder stones is malic acid. Malic acid is the acid that makes apples sour. So you can either drink a lot of apple juice or apple cider, or you could eat a lot of apples, or you could buy malic acid capsules and eat those. I guess that would be a good prevention, hey? A doctor kept away by an apple a day?
Oh, I was just thinking that's what we've heard for a long time, but don't seem to hear too much of anymore.
And yet, apples are really good for us. Who would have thought that the malic acid would be so important in your liver, in the detoxification? And how could this intelligent design of our bodies be so dependent on specifically the malic acid? Right. But anyway, there is a fast way to detoxification, or I would say the radical way. And we have this described in detail on our website in the health concerns section under liver problems. And specifically, you can find it under the liver and gallbladder flush. And we have actually published three different versions of it, just so people have a chance to compare notes and decide. There are the gentler or the more radical versions. The gentler starts indeed with like 10 days of prep of drinking apple cider or apple juice to soften these stones and make them perhaps smaller. But the core of this process is using magnesium. You can use either magnesium sulfate, Epsom salts, or magnesium chloride, the magnesium bath salts that we use from the Transderma. Either way, when you take this salt orally in large enough quantity, it will induce a bowel flush, meaning it will completely evacuate your bowel from one end to the other.
So if you're going to do it, make sure you stay home.
Oh, yeah.
That day.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, the process is described. Typically, we recommend that it's done on a Friday night, assuming that you don't work Saturday and Sunday. Then you would stop eating at about lunchtime, and by 2 o'clock you start the cleansing process and completely cleanse out your liver. And then, in the evening, you take a fairly sizable dose, about half a cup, of olive oil mixed with lemon juice. That lemon juice is there for taste, to make it palatable, because it's not easy to drink half a cup of oil straight. But anyway, as you drink that oil, it creates essentially a complete panic in the digestive system. Like the liver and gallbladder receive a signal. Enormous quantity of fat is coming. Guys, everything you've got, throw it at it. And because we have done this magnesium prep, all of the area is clean of debris, and it's loose, and it's relaxed and open. So the the gallbladder dilates and allows all that's been assembled in there to just dump out into the digestive system. It dumps out into the small intestine. But because there's nothing else there, it just proceeds down the tube. So that by the morning, when you give yourself another dose of the magnesium, out comes, most likely, a cascade of these pellets and stones and whatnot. Now, this is not consistent. For some people, on their first attempt, they get very little, maybe some sand, but on their second or maybe subsequent. So what we're finding is, you know, people write in and say, my number 3 and number 6 and number 9 were really big. So obviously they do that repeatedly. And I guess it needs to be done until all of the passages are flushed. All of the channels in the liver. I mean, you saw the illustration. I don't know how to best describe it, but liver is a big network of little channels that run into bigger and bigger and bigger channels that create the bile. But they could be all plugged up with either the small size sand or bigger size stones, depending on the size of the vessel. So all of this is getting squeezed by this process. It's all getting pumped out, pushed out, and cleansed. So when all of this is gone and out of your body, you're free of all of the deficient liver function, which is a glorious place to be.
Right. Well, we know our blood is going to get cleaner, and a lot of our toxins are going to be moving throughout and leaving our body at that point, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Important and amazing. It's. I'm reading here now on Dr. Cabot's page. This liver flush is becoming quite popular in Russia and even America. But it's not for the faint-hearted. And she's right. It's, well, anyway, some people get into it really in earnest. They actually catch whatever they poop out on the Saturday morning into a colander, you know, like a big sieve, and then proudly display that. We, in fact, have a link to this gallery on CureZone where people show off the stuff that they've got. I don't know, would you care to describe that?
No, it looks like little rocks, and they're actually kind of pretty.
green and whatnot, yeah.
But
I quite like them.
It's hard to imagine they're in your liver.
We could make jewelry out of them, don't you think?
Yeah, it probably some people do.
I imagine.
The Dr. Cabot's flush sounds really interesting.
Yes.
Let me describe it. She takes some fresh, you know, freshly squeezed some citrus fruits like grapefruit, orange, lemon, and limes to make 11 ounces of juice. It's going to have a slightly sour taste, I would think, which is good as the bitter tasting fruits and vegetables stimulate the flow of bile from the liver and gallbladder. Dilute this juice with about 7 ounces of water, filtered water.
So now you have about a pint.
Yeah, so there you got one container of liquid. Finely grate 1 to 2 cloves of fresh garlic and 1/2 teaspoon of fresh ginger root, and then press both in a garlic press to make juice. Add this juice to the water and citrus juice mixture. Garlic and ginger are liver cleansing, and garlic contains sulfur components that the liver requires for detoxification enzymes. Now you pour 300 milliliters or 11 ounces of the cold press, good quality olive oil into a warm glass. Now, could you use hemp oil or?
I suspect, but let's just stick with olive oil.
Okay.
It tastes okay, and it's way cheaper, and you're wasting it. You're just going to poop it. There's no nutrition here.
Okay, so this is what just makes everything slippery, right? So every 15 minutes, you swallow 3 tablespoons of the citrus juice mixture and 3 tablespoons of the olive oil. Try to relax between these 15-minute intervals. Some people find it beneficial to lie down on the right side with a hot water bottle over the liver area, which helps to dilate the bile ducts to allow the passage of small stones and sludge from the gallbladder. Others prefer to sit in a warm bath, which dilates the bile duct. And then if you desire, collect all your bowel actions that may be loose and messy into a bucket, and when the flush is over, place them in a large strainer or colander and run tap water over them. You'll probably find many greenish stones, gritty sludge around the size of a lentil or slightly larger. There could even be some large soft stones full of fatty cholesterol. Some people may not want to collect their bowel actions and are content to hear the stones clanging as they land in the toilet bowl. So there was the clanging in the toilet bowl that kind of got me. So yes. You just do that every 15 minutes until you're it's all
until
gone.
You're done with your it's about nearly a quart of liquid, so it takes you a while to get it all down.
Right, but particularly at 6 tablespoons every 15 minutes.
Right, and you see, there's the alternative method on the same page. And it starts with drinking a quart of organic unsweetened apple juice every day for 5 days. That's the malic acid. And on the 6th day, you skip the dinner and then take a tablespoon of Epsom salts with 3 glasses of water. And you do that again 2 hours later. And then 2 more hours later, now it's 10 p.m., you make 4 ounces of olive oil and 4 ounces of lemon juice, shake this to make it into a drink, and then down she goes.
And the next morning, you will be amazed at what happens.
Yeah, the crop comes out. Of course, anyway, so that's the flush. So for people who have a good reason to believe that their gallbladder is in trouble, and or their liver is not functioning, or they've had, you know, this difficulty digesting fats, or that they have eaten excessive amounts of fried foods, or that they have been on a sugar addict diet. All of these things create an illness state in the liver. So that pretty much includes everybody, I would say.
I would say so. Yeah. We all need it, and we're all, I bet, would be amazed at just how much would come out if we let it.
So, Scott, maybe you and I should make a video of doing this together.
Turn everybody off.
We'll bring each other's stones to a party. And we'll make.
Could you imagine meeting some people and they have this really nice necklace with green stones around it, and it's like, oh, that's really nice. Where'd you get those? Oh, those are liver stones that I passed a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's it.
No.
Anyway, so yeah, again, let me repeat it. This is not for the faint-hearted, but I'm starting to guess that anybody who's listening to our episode 190-something cannot be faint-hearted.
No, that's right. But what are some of the advantages of having a strong liver? I know I had hepatitis, and my liver wasn't working for quite a while, and it was almost like my energy level was non-existent.
Right. Yeah, that's the first thing that you notice, that if your liver's not functioning well, it doesn't produce glycogen, which is the energy. That's the human sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, always tired.
And how many people in our society are always tired?
Right. Now, here are some interesting side effects of liver function. Red inflamed conjunctiva and sclera. That would be, you know, the red eyes, conjunctivitis, and all of that.
No.
Isn't that interesting? Would you have ever expected that watery, painful feeling and sand-like in the eyes and blurred, misty vision and film over the eyeballs and gunk in the corners of the eyes, that are all signs of liver imbalance?
Mm.
How about that?
Yeah.
Then there's the limited flexibility. Knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints don't articulate as well. Aching joints upon waking in the morning. And even arthritis. and nails, split, flaking, ridged, pale, brittle, the nails, that's all liver disharmony stuff.
Right.
And headaches. Headaches, migraines, bright apples in the cheeks, you know, the very popular redness in the face.
Yeah, yeah.
That's liver function.
Wow. So lots of young people have a problem with their liver.
Yes, acne, psoriasis, eczema. And, you know, another one, hot flashes. You know, when the woman's hormonal system starts going off, it produces excess estrogen. Estrogen is supposed to be disassembled or taken apart by the liver. But if the liver doesn't have the spare capacity to do that, then the excess estrogen remains in the system, and hence the hot flash.
Wow. Well, and another aspect of the liver that I didn't realize was that it's the major fat-burning organ in the body and regulates fat metabolism.
Yes.
So it can pump out excess fat out of the body through the bile and into the small intestine. So you have to have a high fiber diet for that to actually work. But obesity is a major problem as well that we have in today's society.
That's right. So emotions, anger, flash, aggressive outbursts, are mad at the whole world attitude. Those are liver function issues. Short-tempered, nervous, easy to upset, irritable, and lacking determination. And then, depleted sexual desire. Fishy-smelling discharge of the vagina. How's that? Oozy gooey penis discharge. Okay, well, we're getting just a little too. Well, people can come and read it. You know, all you have to do is just go to the health concerns, liver problems, and start reading. This is not all news. This is just there. I don't need to read it for you. You can read it for yourself. These are well-researched, well-referenced pages, carefully selected from sources that are reliable, as always. So, I would say, Scott, we've said enough, no?
Yeah, I think we've come to the end of this episode, Martin, and we've created a very bile-filled, vivid picture for everybody. And so if somebody wants to read more of the articles, because I know you've got a number of articles on the site, where could they go?
This is on the lifeenthusiast.com, life-enthusiast.com, under health concerns, look up liver problems, and there are 10 different articles. Of course, the liver problems will be the introduction to it, outline all the issues, and then the liver cleanses and gallbladder flush are described there in detail.
Great. And if, I was going to say, if somebody wanted to speak with you specifically about their issues, what could they do?
Telephone, 1-866-543-3388. Call us. And also, give us some input about these podcasts. Sometimes we wonder if people are listening or paying attention or finding it too tame or too offensive, or, you know, we need some input from people who are listening. We see them listening. We know that there are hundreds of these episodes being heard every month. So, come on, folks. Give us some feedback.
There you go. I totally agree. So it's like to hear what everyone has to say.
Yes. So this is yet another attempt for Life Enthusiast Co-op to restore vitality to you and to the planet. Thank you again for listening.